Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Final Four in the conference is now set, and that is based on the fact that we had Monday Night Football last night, and the Rams hosted the Vikings in Phoenix, Arizona, a neutral site game. LA was fantastic in this game defensively. The blitzes they drew up, the amount of pressure they got to Sam Darnold, who struggled immensely on a big stage. The story's going to be Sam Darnold stinks, I told you so, he's no good.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't play well. This was bigger than that. He was under absolute duress from the moment he took his first snap of the game. The Rams had their number. And I want to raise my hand here and say I was so wrong about Sean McVay sitting his starters in Week 18 and electing to play the loser of Detroit, Minnesota over Washington. Not because of anything that happened with the Commanders and the Bucks, but because it's pretty obvious to me that he knew if the Vikings played LA, they were going to win. They played them twice this year. Two of the four losses for the Vikings were to the Rams. They lost twice to the Lions. They lost twice to the Rams. And LA outplayed them pretty considerably in both games.
Mm-hmm.
But defensively, they have their number. I thought McVay's coaching staff just destroyed O'Connell and the Vikings staff last night in every phase.
Agreed. It's why I picked him, not only to win, but to cover. And I didn't have as near as much of a problem with as a lot of people with him sitting folks. I mean, it's a big risk because let's say it doesn't work out. Let's say one of those deep passes that Jordan Addison hits instead of, you know, rattling out, or, you know, Justin Jefferson wins a jump ball. Then it's a one score game. Who knows what could happen? But certainly the best laid plans.
Well, I'll say this too, though.
Sure.
You don't know that the Vikings are going to lose to the Lions when you sit your guys.
Right.
Could have been Detroit
last night.
In a neutral site game in Phoenix. And I think if that's the case, the Lions beat them maybe handily, but certainly win the game as the better team than Minnesota, and it backfires. But because it worked out that it was the Vikings, and right away we saw it was like a two-point line, felt like a pick 'em game. We talked about it yesterday, could go either way. As soon as it became Minnesota, who you've already beaten and outplayed, it was a much more friendly matchup. But we haven't even acknowledged they didn't get to play at home.
Right.
They were dealing with the fires out in L.A. all week and the preparations they were making and getting families out of homes and so many things going on and distractions. You wouldn't have known it. They didn't look like the distracted team last night. Matthew Stafford came out sharp as a tack. And defensively, I keep going back to, that was as dominant a performance by a front in a pressure-generating blitz package than I've seen maybe all year long. It was crazy how often they got into the backfield.
Because it wasn't as if offensively the Rams were that good, to be honest with you, for most of that game, right? I mean, they moved the ball some, but it's a lot of punt. It's a defensive touchdown, and they managed three scores, two touchdowns and a field goal. Like, that's not as if we just saw the 99 Rams.
They scored on their opening drive in the first 4 minutes of the game.
Which looked really good.
And they did not score offensively again until there was 15 seconds left in the half. That was the first half for them.
Yep.
They got a defensive touchdown from Jared Verse, who's great, by the way.
Yes, he is.
The defensive end, rookie, Florida State. Excellent player they got in the late first round. But yeah, I thought last night was more about their defense than
100%
their offense.
It was, yeah. So just to Darnold specifically, that's the topic. And, you know, jerks like me that are sitting there going, yeah, I don't trust him, I don't believe in it. You could take a victory lap if you want to.
People have been waiting, and they did.
But to me, this was the recipe, and there's something to it. And here's what I mean. If you knock him around, he sees ghosts. This is his weakness.
Any quarterback in the league, but continue.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Him more so, because you get a performance that is historically bad. A lot of people have gotten sacked and gotten hit and played poorly.
Nine times?
This was among the worst halves, talking about the first half, among the worst halves of football ever recorded at the quarterback position. A negative 20 EPA per play. He'd have been better off, quite literally, spiking the ball or taking a knee, and then they would punt. That's kind of that next level. And the Rams deserve a ton of credit for it, and they were confident they'd be able to do that to some degree. But I think Darnold cost himself an awful lot maybe in the open market in terms of what people think of him. And you know, it sounds like Minnesota is, you know, they got a kid that back in September, Kevin O'Connell was going, we got the right guy in this building. They didn't mean Sam Darnold. They meant J.J. McCarthy, who's the heir apparent they drafted in the first round, and rightfully so. But it'll be fascinating where Darnold goes now. And if someone could say, I'll take that 15-plus games of him being awesome over these last couple where he was a disaster.
Yeah, the last two games cost him an unbelievable amount of money because he played a terrible game against Detroit. He played two really bad games. I mean, last night he played very badly. There's no doubt about that. But the Detroit game was more operator error for Darnold. He was missing throws that were wide open early in that game. They were in the red zone a couple times, and he just didn't make throws and put the ball where it needed to be for touchdowns. Last night was, I think, twofold. One, he was not sharp. He did not play well, clearly. But he got hit 13 times and sacked 9 times. Mm-hmm. And several of those sacks as the game went on were on him holding the ball.
Yep.
There were a couple where it's like, what are you doing? I mean, he was a big part of the issue. But if you watch that game, he was just under siege. And both of those things can be true. Like, I don't know that Patrick Mahomes last night looks good.
No.
He looks better than Darnold because he's great and Darnold isn't. Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, like name your quarterback who right now is one of the best in football. They lose that game or at least play really badly last night offensively if they're under that much pressure. But whatever the Rams were able to concoct during the bye week they created for themselves by resting their starters, to me, is the story.
They are scary.
And they took the script from the Lions from a week ago and some of the designs and the blitzes and how they got to Darnold, and it worked. Which now means we move on to the divisional round into the Elite Eight in the National Football League that the Commanders are a part of.